Definitely some stuff to work on. You know, the first group got maybe 11 plays. So, you know, we didn't really get into a huge rhythm. And on some of the runs, I mean, there's a chance, you know, Duke broke one, and he probably could have gone for 30 or 40 if we would have, you know, made one more block on that. And then on one of the ones, Crow got tackled for a loss. You know, there's some good blocking, but, you know, one or two guys again. You know, it's like a line just trying to get our form back, and John's been out for a while, and Austin just moved to right tackle. So they're just working together, and Cam was out for a little bit. So you know, we're all just working together and kind of putting that group back together. But for the first game, there's a lot of positives and definitely stuff we need to work on, and we're trying to work on to get ready for Atlanta this week.
That was kind of the first time you've gotten to play a real football game since you got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Did that feel good?
Oh, yeah, I felt great, man. It was fun to be back out there, you know. I mean, and cool stadium. Lambeau was nice, you know, to be out there and play. And me and Joe got some double teams and got to work with some pass pro and stuff. And it was just like, man, feels like old days again.
What'd you think of Pastor?
I thought he fought hard. You know, I thought he did some really good things. You know, I think everybody had some technical things. You know, once you're in the game, it kind of speeds up again. So you're kind of, you know, rushing to your technique kind of goes out the door a little bit sometimes. But he was playing really hard, and he knew what he was doing. You know, there's just some technical things where he can do this a little better or this a little better. And I think that's just going to come with more reps at tackle.
Was it frustrating last year, you know, after that strong rookie season, you know, come back and then get hurt? I know you got hurt, kind of came back, and then got hurt again. Was that frustrating?
Oh, super frustrating. You know, I injured my same ankle twice, you know, same injury pretty much, you know, back to back. And just the whole season, you know, my rookie year we were 7-9, and then last year we went 3-13. So, you know, we were in the hunt pretty much all year my first year, and then this last year it was kind of over, you know, once I got hurt. And it was definitely something that you're like, man, you know, my rookie year went so well that you take it for granted almost, you know. But now, you know, you come back, and I work my tail off this offseason to get back. And you know, I'm ready to go now, and that's what we're excited to get back out there. And you know, I think we're bringing a good line together.
You mentioned the two new guys on the offensive line, mixing in two new guys. What's the biggest challenge to add two new starters when the offensive line had pretty much been congealed for 3 or 4 years there?
Yeah, it's just getting to know it. I mean, like, people probably don't think, oh, just go block the guys. But, like, when you're double-teaming and you're working together on blocks, like, it takes so much body presence and so much knowing the guy next to you. You know, Cam takes bigger steps than Alex did. You know what I mean? Like, little things like that people take for granted. You know, like, Cam's a big center. So you got to get used to your splits. You got to get used to things like that, how he's going to make his calls in the game, how he's going to act when he gets beat on a play. He's going to come back to the – you know, there's just so many different little things that you don't know till you actually play against each other. So to get these preseason games in is really good work. And we've been doing it in practice, but again, you never really get the true test till you get in the game.
Are there things individually that you can do or that you're trying to do to help Cam kind of adapt to this new starting role?
Yeah, I think me and John are both trying to help with some of the center calls and stuff. Usually they're responsible for a lot of it, but I think we're breaking it down a little bit more where, you know, he might have to find the mic, but we'll help him find, you know, what defense they're in and other fronts. You know, just help him make some of the calls that you know, a more veteran guy could probably make on his own. But he's working there, and he's doing a lot better making the calls. OTAs, you know, it started a little slow, but now he's really working his way into making the calls and doing that thing.
What have you thought of John Coleman? And I'm assuming you can relate to him pretty well since you've been just a new guy a couple of years
ago. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's, you know, he's eager to learn, and he I mean, you can see his physical traits. I mean, he's a huge guy, and he's very strong, you know, when he's out there. So to see him out, and he's getting better. He's willing to learn. So I think he came from an offense that was a little bit more simplistic than an NFL offense, you know. And him coming out here and working, and he's getting better. And he showed some really good stuff in the game. You know, he showed his length, his strength, and things like that that you can't really teach, you know. But now he's just learning to fine-tune his technique and learning to be 100% on his assignment at all times and stuff like that. So there's some development going on, but he's eager, and he's really working hard to get there.
Seems like they're doing a lot of different things with Drango out there. Has he been?
Yeah, he's running around. Yeah, I mean, he's fighting for tackle spots, and then he's I think he's playing a lot of the big tight end right now. You know, we have a lot of big tight end stuff, and he's going out there, and I'm glad I don't have to learn those things, you know, that keep me onside. But he's doing a good job. He's another smart kid. I mean, we brought smart guys in, and he's really working to, you know, to establish himself. I think anytime you're a later round draft pick, he's trying to find a spot on the team, and he's really working hard and trying to learn and being the best he can be in that.
Is that big tight end stuff new for you guys?
Yeah, we didn't do too much of that last year, so it's something he's brought in and kind of started up for us. But I like it, man. Have another big guy in the field. You know, we're running blocking out there and stuff like that, so it's good.
Here's the important question. What do you think of Joe Thomas being on Twitter?
I like it. At first, I was like, this isn't Joe Thomas. Like, when he followed me, I was one of the first five followers, so I accepted that, you know. But I was like, this can't be the real Joe Thomas, right? You know, because he hasn't been on this whole time. But I think it's funny. I think he's doing a good job. You know, he's trying to get to 1 million followers. I really doubt that he will. But you know, all more power to him.
Think he'll get any Twitter beefs?
Oh, I'm sure he will. I told him, I'm like, you might want to stay off it during the season, dude.